Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard from thedraftnetwork.com. Along with me is Trevor Sikkema, also from thedraftnetwork.com. We are here on this draft podcast to talk about, you guessed it, draft prospects for the 2019 class. That almost sounded like I was mocking our podcast.
I mean, you kind of are.
I mean, it's true. We are kind of nerds.
We mock it every time we log on.
Yeah, let's just be honest. We are going to talk about prospects in the games that they are playing in this weekend in college football, because there's a great slate of games.
They're just all at the same exact time.
I hate that. Spread them out during the day, because from a scouting perspective, you want to see all those games, and they're on all
at
the same time.
Name them. We'll talk about them later, but like, name them, the ones at night.
All the games at night?
It's stupid.
Okay, this is what's happening. This is what, at 7:30, this is the slate that starts. At 7:30, you have Ohio State at Penn State, Stanford at Notre Dame, 7 and 8, and at 7:30, South Carolina, Kentucky, which is going to be a great game. At 8:30, BYU ranked 20th, Washington ranked 11th. At 9, Ole Miss in those receivers against LSU. And at 10:30, Oregon, California.
Mm.
Well, come on.
Like, you hate to see it.
It's just like, oh, by the way, during the day, we've got Tennessee, Georgia. Trevor, guess the line on this game.
Oh, God.
What do you think it is?
Oh, okay. I'm not prepared. So I think what was Alabama? Isn't Alabama favored by like 49 or something?
Who is Alabama playing?
They're playing Louisiana.
48. Yeah.
Okay. Louisiana. All right. So I'm going to assume it's less than that.
Well, that's a good assumption, because it's Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana. So it better be less than that.
Yeah, but Louisiana and Tennessee would probably be a good game.
What? Oh, my.
Tennessee is trash.
But Louisiana? Dude,
bro, Florida's not good, and Florida made Tennessee look like a D2 school.
Wow. All
right, I'm going to guess, since you're asking me this question, it's obviously a lot.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away.
I'm going to guess 30.
It's actually 31.5.
Wow, I'm so good at this.
That's how much Georgia is favored to beat Tennessee by.
Can I just say, like, I hate it?
Hey, what?
Like, I hate this state of college football where there's only three good teams. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it, man.
There's four. Clemson's in there.
I don't want to say that's true. UCF.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want to sound like a back in my day. But like 5 years ago,
please
like when
do
I
that again.
Back in my day.
Wow. Best moment on the podcast ever.
All right, there you go.
Spot on sounded exactly like no old guy I've ever heard, but how everybody thinks old people sound. spot on.
Like in so I started to go to Florida at 2012. In 2012.
Oh, you went to Florida?
Like, Yeah. Florida was good. Georgia was good. Tennessee was good. A&M was good. LSU was good. Alabama was obviously good. Even Arkansas, Auburn was good. Like, all of these teams were good. Like, it meant something every week. Yeah. Now, the only thing that you have to get up for is basically like, oh, Tennessee's playing Florida this week. I guess it's supposed to be rivalry, even though they both suck. You know, like, but that case.
How did we get here, though?
Everywhere. It's everywhere in college football. I watch so many games where these matchups used to mean something, and now they just don't mean a damn thing. You're only playing for, wow, we're all playing for pride so we can be the team that sucks the least. I mean, I remember when Florida was playing Tennessee that year back in 2012, that was when, I mean, LOL, they had, I think it was Tyler Bray at quarterback, but they had Cordarrelle Patterson and Justin Hunter at wide receiver, and there was another wide receiver they had. And it's like Tennessee's offense was awesome in college.
Is that Robert Meacham?
I think he was.
Might have been before that. I can't remember. He might have been.
I don't remember.
Maybe it was
before. I don't remember. That might have been it. Anyways, so like that's my like these games used to totally mean something, and now I feel like every single week we just watch games post. Now, don't get me wrong, we watch them for prospects, and it's great. And we all love college football anyway, so I'm gonna watch college football no matter what. But it's just like I'm so tired of this. There's only three good teams because it's not going away. Well, this is not going to go away until Saban retires.
I think it's. There's a lot of competitive games every week.
Yeah, but the competitive level.
But like, if you're talking about like how many teams could make the playoffs or should make the playoffs, like
right, like 5 years ago, the number 8 overall team playing even like the number 16 overall team in the country was like huge,
I still especially feel like that's there. I still feel like that's there. The problem is, I don't think. Number one or number two or number three or number four playing anybody really should be. I mean, if they're on their game, and anything can happen, but like I just feel like Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, and Ohio State and Oklahoma, I don't think quite on their level, but I get like I can see throwing them in the conversation. I just think
hold on, wait a second. Michigan's ranked 14th?
Michigan, yeah.
What?
Wait, are you saying that they should be ranked higher or?
Michigan should be ranked like 400th.
They're all right.
And
dude.
Nebraska should be ranked 401. Sorry, I had to get that
that's,
in.
That's well, that's good point on Nebraska fair, but Michigan beat them by like 50. So
good.
I mean, no, but like, are they? I think they're a top 15 team in the country. Like, but again, like that goes back to your point, like. Good? No, I just think they're like they're one of the better college football teams. Like I don't think they like there's no chance. If they played Alabama, they'd lose by 40. If they played Georgia, they'd lose by something, a lot. Enough that it wouldn't be competitive. 40 is a number I'm throwing out there, but the point is it's not competitive for Michigan if they play Alabama, if they play Georgia, if they play honestly, I don't think Clemson. I know Clemson's still transitioning from quarterback, so I might give him some competitive shot in that one. It's probably not, if Ohio State brings their A game, it's probably not going to be competitive versus Ohio State. Shouldn't be.
Oh, God, no. No.
Shouldn't be.
No.
So.
It's just a weird state. I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I think you're right.
This is my safe space to do so. And I say that, and I'll probably get tweeted.
It's not just Saban, right? Like, it's not just Saban, right? I
mean, yeah, but it's the Saban effect.
Yeah. Something's going to happen. One of these teams is going to slip up. But doesn't right now. It feels like a foregone conclusion. It's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Georgia.
Whatever. Thursday night game, though. Thursday night game is actually interesting this week.
Yeah, because you get to see Anthony Ratliff Williams against Michael Jackson, the corner from Miami.
Yeah.
By the way.
North Carolina at Miami will be fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, North Carolina is horrible. They should get destroyed, but Miami's all not
right,
that
right
great
now,
either. But...
Hold on. We're going to play this game again.
All right.
How much could you buy a ticket for right now, North Carolina at Miami?
I'm looking at it. Do you know, or are you asking me?
Oh, no, I already know. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing on ESPN, there's 3,635 tickets available for as low as $5. $5. You can see Anthony Ratliff,
brother.
Williams, Moss, Michael Jackson, and then
see. $5.
For $5, you get to see it. And then you could see Miami spank North Carolina for the rest of the game.
There's not really another egregious one. I wish there was. But there's.
Yeah, not. Right. Yeah, I don't see anything crazy. Not like that. Clemson Syracuse, low key good matchup at noon on Saturday.
I think it is.
I'm a huge Dino Babers fan, man. I love him. I think he's great.
Great name.
I'd love great to name. See him hired somewhere bigger than Syracuse, but I also think, man, he's doing some great things there. You know, I mean. Eventually, obviously, you're gonna reach your peak there, but I would love to see him. I don't know why he's not the most. Shouldn't he be the most sought after hire in the country? At least amongst people who aren't.
You mean like
head
to
coaches.
Another program?
Correct. Yeah, for a program that needs a head coach. Can you?
Yeah.
Right. Like a bigger program.
Yeah, it'd be fair. Yeah,
He's done an unbelievable amount with nothing. I think he's a heck of a head coach. You're fine. I can hear it in your voice. You're a hater.
No. I'm just trying to think in my head, who are the other coordinators in college football, John?
Yeah, well, there aren't any good
ones. I want to be fair.
Oh, there's another bad one, by the way. Baylor, Oklahoma, you can get in for $6. Norman. $6.
Oh, Baylor loses by 600.
Baylor's 3-1. I mean, they probably have beaten you.
They lose by 600 every football game they play.
For sure, for the rest of time, yeah.
Yes.
Lewerke plays a little Central Michigan action. I'm really just like, can we see Lewerke against a real opponent? I mean, I get Arizona State counted, but like,
please,
not really. Like, I mean, not the greatest secondary in the world. I just love to see
you skipping over the fake football bowl.
No, I was going to come back to it. I was getting all the bad ones out of the way first and coming back to it. But now, I mean, UCF going to beat Pitt by 40. Here's a funny thing. Okay. Pitt. Not really playing that many good teams this year, obviously, because the ACC is super down. But they're horrible, right? Just an absolute laughingstock of a college football program. But in the midst of that, and in losing to UNC 2 years in a row, they have somehow managed to beat Clemson 2 years ago when Clemson won the national championship game. And,
oh, yeah.
And last year beat undefeated Miami. So figure that one out.
Bro, hail to Pitt.
Horrible. I mean, last year they were horrible. I mean, on paper, they should not win another game this year. They should be a 2-win team. One of those wins coming against an FCS program.
I mean, against Clemson.
And then the other one against. But anyway, they play UCF this week, and I thought it was interesting because, again, in Penn State, they played Penn State the other week. And, like, it was really close.
Oh, Pitt should have been tight.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
For a while, and then Penn State just destroyed him.
Yeah, Pitt is very much one of those, like,
they are very
every
strange.
Time you play him.
Don't be surprised if that is a closer game than it should be.
No.
I mean, no. Dude, closer game than it should be. How much do you think UCF wins by?
38.
Okay. Yeah, I think it'll be a lot closer than that. 20. No more than 20. Still bad.
Where did you have UCF ranked when we did the top 25 this week? Do you remember?
Where did I have them ranked?
Yes.
8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah. They're
because they were 11. Because they're 11 in our consensus poll.
Here's the thing. Why wouldn't I rank them high? Yeah, so you and I had them higher than everybody else. My thing is, why wouldn't I rank them high? Because they aren't playing anybody, so they're not going to get exposed if they aren't that good.
And they're going to be undefeated. Right there, brother.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know if they're that great or not. We'll find out at the bowl game. At that point, nobody will care about our rankings. They're not going to be in the college football playoff unless everybody else falls on their faces. So, yeah, like they can be 8 or 9, you know. Like Michigan might beat them for sure, but, you know, I mean, 14 down there.
Michigan
14,
would but. Not beat UCF.
Bro, I'm not saying they would. I'm not saying they wouldn't. If I had to pick the game, I would pick UCF too. But I don't think it's like impossible to see Michigan beating them either. I mean, I think UCF's good. I do. I think they're talented and schematically they're where you should be trending as a program. So I think they'd be a big challenge for sure for Michigan. So anyway, there's the early games. We also got Texas, Kansas State, which I am thrilled for because I can't wait to see Texas. Like either lose or like barely win against the Kansas State team that's just been terrible. Like this is a bad Kansas State team. And I don't say
they
that
suck.
Lightly, but they're horrible.
We had a lot of faith in that offensive line going into the season with Holtorf and
Reisner.
And France, Scott France.
Yep.
Man.
I mean, I don't even know if that's been bad. I mean, I watched him against
Mississippi.
Ain't
doing crap with it.
Wasn't great. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's they're bad. They're bad.
Every time I've watched Reisner, he's been good, though. So.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this game, though, because I guarantee it's close. I guarantee you Texas has a letdown game. You agree? The line
I mean,
is
Texas,
Texas
I mean,
by 9.
Texas, I mean, Texas isn't good, so, like, what's a letdown game? I don't know.
I mean, Texas is ranked 18th. They're back, dude. I don't know where you've been. They're back. Texas by...
Back to what?
Back to being Texas, man. Longhorn pride.
Back
to
let us all down is what they are.
Hook them.
Hook them.
Kansas State beating them. I'm calling it straight up. I'm just going bold. Kansas State's going to win that game.
I, t- talked you into that. All right, Florida, Florida, Mississippi
for
State.
For Twitter to be ablaze. Florida, Mississippi State, you're going to skip right over the Clayton Thorson show against Michigan? You don't think Michigan, who you've been talking all that trash on? You don't think Northwestern's got it in them at home?
Buddy, buddy, if you think I'm watching this game, you're mistaken.
Oh, watching it? No, I'm just trusting you to pick who will win. Screw watching.
No, Michigan's going to win. Northwestern's not good.
Agreed. Agreed. Definitely not great. Hey, you know, ever since we started this podcast, speaking of betting, people have been asking us for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. Truth is, we don't know who's going to win, but if you think you do, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why we always tell people to go bet with MyBookie. Trust us, guys. They're your best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online. Their mobile site is easy to use. We would only recommend a service to our listeners that's been great to us. That's why we're urging you, make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, over-unders on fantasy points scored, and the most rewarding player perks in the business. MyBookie is slammed with new bettors and wants to give everyone the best service possible. If you're willing to deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern time, they'll give you an additional $25 free play on deposits over $100. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Enter the promo code LOCKEDON25, LOCKEDON25, to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON25 when creating your account to claim up to $1,000 in free play. If you're willing to hold out until after 7 p.m., you can get an extra $25 free play by using the promo code LOCKEDON25, LOCKEDON25. It's up to you guys, but I'd wait until after dinner and take the extra money. You play, you win, you get paid. Some of these games in the night slate, man, I don't know how I'm even going to decide. Unless you did you want to talk about Florida, Mississippi State? I guess that's technically in the night slate. You think Florida can keep this bad boy close?
Only if Felipe Franks doesn't let me down like he does every time.
So, no.
So, no. I legit have no pulse on this Florida team. Like, they're none. Weird.
They are weird. Is Van Jefferson doing anything?
I mean, yeah, he's the number two outside receiver outside of Tyree.
All right.
He's fine.
I like Michigan's or Mississippi State, man. I do. You know, I thought that Kentucky was going to give them a real hard time. Remember, before the season started, I said Mississippi State is going to beat Alabama. That was a take that I probably will not bet on when it comes around. But I do think they're a solid football team. I still like them.
Have they played Alabama yet? No, right?
No. Yeah, later. Right. Later. Much later. Well, not much later. I don't know how late. I forget. But this week, Florida, I think they win, but see, the problem is Nick Fitzgerald just sucks. And so, and I hate every Mississippi State game because they say, and they're going to talk about it ad nauseum in this game, so prepare yourself. He gets compared to Tim Tebow, who's one of the greatest college football players of all time, if not the greatest. He gets compared to him every time they're on because he is about to break his rushing record or whatever. I'm like, this just goes to show stats don't mean jack because, dude, there's no comparison between Nick Fitzgerald as a runner and Tim Tebow. I don't know how he got those numbers.
Big,
but
tall, thick, white guy who throws and runs. Tebow.
I mean, that's literally all it is.
Oh, gotta be.
Throws poorly, too. So there's the comp.
Throws poorly.
And I'm not saying they're not similar stylistically. I'm just saying talking about them in the same breath as what they've accomplished in college football makes me physically ill. It's just ridiculous. I mean, Nick Fitzgerald is bad. Bad. I mean, they should bench him, but they don't have any other options, I don't think.
So proud of you for defending Tebow like that.
He's the GOAT, man. I mean, you could say what you want about the NFL, but I love college football, and he was incredible to watch every single week.
Penn State, Ohio State, what's the line in this game?
Line on this game is Ohio State by 3.5. you think it'll be a lot worse? Penn State's defense is bad.
You know what I wish I knew? What the line was with Nick Bosa.
What do you mean?
I just would like to know what the line would be if he was in.
Oh.
Like how much Nick Bosa would mean to a college football line.
I don't think anything.
You don't think it would be more than three if Nick Bosa was playing?
It's 3.5, but no, not really. I mean, what, why? What do you mean? I think he's a great player.
Country, hands down.
I think he's a great player, but I don't think it impacts you enough from a betting standpoint. I mean, not that I know how those things work, but like, so there's still going to be some 5-star freak for Ohio State. They still got freaking Chase Young in there, you know? It's not like, yeah. It's not like a Khalil Mack situation where, like, if Buffalo, you know, when Buffalo was out there playing Ohio State and, like, if they lost Mack, well, you know, that line goes away. You know what I mean?
But do like, Ohio State's got other studs. Do you think Ohio State wins big? What do you think happens here?
They should win big, but weird things happen.
But do you think they win big? Don't give me the should.
Yes.
I want you to give me the at Penn State college football. Do they win big?
What's big to you?
More than 14 is big.
Mm. Yeah, I think they win by more than 14.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Penn State's defense is bad.
I think Ohio State gets vaulted to the number two team in the country after this.
Wow.
And they don't move.
Without Georgia, like when Georgia beats Tennessee by 50, you think
Ohio State's going to be the number two team in the
country. So Georgia will win an SEC game by 50 points.
Yes.
And Ohio State, and they will fall in the rankings.
Yes.
There is just no chance that happens. No
way. That's 100% happening.
No way. No way. And I think Ohio State will beat Penn State.
If Ohio State wins by more than 14, they're jumping Georgia. No question.
So you think they're going to replace Georgia and be the number two team in the country, even if Georgia wins big?
Yes.
Why? Georgia's killing it. They haven't even stumbled. Man,
neither's Ohio State. And now they've got a
– Ohio State was down to TCU in the third quarter. I mean, saying they won.
And then?
They won, but they won on like a block punt and some weird crap happening. TCU melted down there in the third.
If they at Penn State.
Who's better, Georgia or Ohio State?
I think Georgia.
So do I.
But that answer is getting a lot more. The pause for me answering that question is getting a lot longer now.
I agree. Well, we opened the year and we both said that
Georgia's number one.
Right. And
I don't think they are anymore. I would put
Alabama. It's funny because Georgia's been fine.
Just I know, but Alabama is better than I thought they were.
I know. They're just a machine. I was like, man, looking at their front seven, I'm like, yeah, they might be down a little bit this year, but then I mean, Mack Wilson and Dylan Moses are probably better than the linebackers last year. Quinnen Williams, Isaiah Buggs, and Raekwon Davis are better than Daron Payne and them. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, they're probably better. I don't know why I even bother to doubt it. It doesn't even – like, I'm just an idiot. I don't even know.
That's what I moved Alabama to number one when we did the polls this week. I was just like, I can't pull off.
I mean, like, I kept Georgia just because there's no reason to, like, no reason to not move. Like, it's not like Georgia's done anything wrong, and I kind of feel
right. Sure.
I feel like you have to do something wrong and get penalized to move down for me. But, like, if I had to bet on the game right now, I'm going to Alabama for sure. So take that for what you will. Stanford, Notre Dame. I kind of like KJ Costello. I know that's Cal's guy. He's growing on me a little bit. I mean, he's not going to declare this year, but.
How many Arcega Whiteside on Julian Love reps are we going to get?
I'm not sure. Julian Love's reportedly having a really great season. I just haven't seen much of
Notre Dame. Yeah, no, he is. I think he, two weeks ago when I checked, he led the nation in pass breakups.
Wow. Good for him. I'm excited to watch this game and to watch as much of him as I can because I think I liked him. I thought if he developed some, I thought he could be a top corner. I think Notre Dame is favored by 5.5.
5.5?
Seems like
I'm taking Stanford on that line for sure.
I think Stanford is the better football team. I wonder what that emotional win against Oregon does.
I think Stanford's going to win.
At Notre Dame. They can't get the running game going, man. And that worries
who?
Me.
Who?
Stanford.
Yeah, but.
How many times
have we said that? Yeah, but Bryce Love in college football has a chance to just break it open whenever he wants. That I'm not worried about.
He hasn't. I'm worried about it. Notre Dame's front is good. I'm taking Notre Dame, I think. I think it's going to be low scoring and ugly. 16-13, something like that. I don't even like Notre Dame. But you think it's going to be a high-scoring game?
Ish.
You're crazy. You're nuts. South Carolina, Kentucky.
Kentucky wins.
Oh, man, I like Kentucky. I think they win too.
Snell's legit, man. He's good.
Yeah. The only thing that gives me pause in this is that Kentucky can't throw the ball at all. And eventually, like that, I feel like
you don't want to throw to win in college football.
Yeah, but you like it's just all Snell, man. Like that's it. And I just feel like eventually that's gonna get shut down. But I don't think South Carolina's that team. They ain't built like that. And Bentley's not good enough to run.
Get a little Derek Beatty on Edwards and Debo.
Yeah, Derek Beatty and what's other corner, Lonnie Johnson, those two guys is Kentucky.
Yeah, we got some NFL matchups right here.
This is gonna be a fun game. It'll get lost in the shuffle with the other games going on, but it'll absolutely be a fun game. BYU Washington will be a fun game, but I mean I know like two prospects on BYU's team. Squally Canada, running back, first round name versus Miles Gaskin.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on.
Squally Canada.
That can't be. No, that's not real.
Oh, it's real.
What does he play?
It's real. Ask Wisconsin how real it is.
What does he play? What position?
Running back. Squally Canada. Look what he did against Wisconsin. Our boy Owen Reese DM'd me. He said, Squally Canada.
Squally
for sure,
Canada?
Squally Canada.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's a legit prospect. I think he's an underclassman, so I'm sure he doesn't declare. I mean, most of those guys don't, but he's someone to have on your radar for sure. And personally,
he's got dreads?
Oh, does he? I didn't even know that. That's a game changer. He might go round one. Maybe he's probably going top 10. My favorite matchup of the weekend?
Wow.
Ole Miss, LSU. I cannot wait. 9 p.m. Even if the other games are close, I'm flipping it over. I can't get enough of Ole Miss. I cannot get enough of watching Ole Miss. I mean, their defense is junior high bad. But, I mean, they're in a battle tooth and nail with Kent State going into the third quarter. I mean, they're terrible. Like, a terrible fundamental football team on defense. But on offense, they, like, you know how, like, when a team has all these weapons, and how many times do we say over the years, they just don't use them enough? That's the opposite of Ole Miss. Like, they're like, yep, we have all these weapons, and we are going to chuck it 180 times if we need to. Like, we're winging it down the field. We're giving our guys a chance to make plays. And it's just fun. Every time they get the ball, there's an NFL player, you know, making an impact and obviously going against the secondary with probably all NFL guys. Certainly Greedy Williams, who had a rough go of it against Ole Miss. Rough go of it last year. DeMarcus Lodge really took him
and
to school.
And
Delpit. Delpit back Delpit there at safety.
Too. I mean, he's not eligible, but he's...
Right. Yeah. Christian Fulton at the other corner. John Battle's back there in the secondary. He might be a special teams guy.
No, that's really that is very much a kind of like a hidden, like this isn't a ranked matchup, but like that this is an NFL prospect, NFL draft centric matchup right here. LSU right. versus Ole Miss, and it's fun when you get obviously the same sides of the ball. Like it's the defensive prospects for LSU. They get to go up against the offensive prospects of Ole Miss. This is a treat. Is a treat. Y'all are listening to this podcast because you're NFL draft fans. Watch the Ole Miss LSU game.
And this is why the game might be fun. I think Ole Miss could steal one. And I've liked LSU this season, but this is just that kind of game, man. Like, Ole Miss can do things that and through the air offensively that LSU hasn't been tested by anybody really yet. I mean, even though they've played a good slate, Auburn, those don't, guys, they don't have that kind of a passing attack schematically to really test LSU down the field like Ole Miss does. And on the outside in the slot, spreading the field, like they're going to make that secondary work. And those are talented guys, but it's tough. It's going to be one of the more fun matchups, I think, to see. I mean, Ole Miss is bad defensively, but LSU's far from like a juggernaut offensively. So I could see Ole Miss, you know, get a turnover here and there. All of a sudden, you're up a couple scores, and LSU has to throw all the time. That's not going to end well for the Tigers. So there's a path here.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Am I going to take Ole Miss? No.
Have you ever seen LSU's Saturday Night in Death Valley hype video, the intro video that they play? Have you ever seen it?
I may have, but It doesn't come
the
to my
second
mind right
this
now.
This podcast is done. Okay. Every single person listening to me right now, the second this podcast is done, go to YouTube, type in Saturday Night in Death Valley. It's a video that's a minute 47 seconds long. It's what LSU used to play before the guys ran out on the field in the stadium. And it gets me so jacked up. Wow. And I'm not even an LSU fan. It's incredible. It's the best. It's the best in stadium like hype video I've ever seen in my life.
All right, are you sending it to me?
I mean, I can. Yeah,
send it to me.
Wrap up the podcast, and I'll send it to you.
All right, Oregon, California night. Another chance for Justin Herbert, who was absolutely utterly brilliant last week. I know we've talked about it, but brilliant, brilliant, brilliant performance against Stanford. Great chance for him again against the ranked team. Cal playing well. Go out there, do your thing, and probably get let down by your supporting cast. Really excited, 10:30 kickoff. Can't wait. Lots of good games, though. Most of them are night, but just get your naps in during the day so you can stay up late, Pac-12 after dark. We will have content over at the Draft Network. We're going to have wraps on all the conference action and what we've seen scouting-wise, things like that. We'll also try and jump on some lives out on the social media platforms and give you guys our thoughts on all the action that went down, especially that fun night slate. So hopefully you guys are all ready to stay up with us, talk some college football, talk some NFL draft, have some fun. Till next time, keep it locked right here on Locked On NFL Draft.